Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert.
I'm Angel.
And today's guest is...
Pachuco.
Pachuco!
Black Pachuco.
You're back.
I'm back.
Come back. And I'm back.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
That's how we're going to start tonight.
Don't waste no time.
So, why are you on the show?
Yeah.
Why did we invite you on today? What are we talking about? I'm asking you.
So, I was invited out because I had the absolute best day because I was invited out to a festival downtown at the waterfront
called
Barks and Brews.
Who invited you?
Who invited me?
Yeah.
None other than Robert.
Angel, I don't even know you threw us in that subscription or whatever you did to get us to win those tickets. Mm-hmm. But we had a really good day. Mm-hmm. We were going to go for like an hour, right?
That was.
I swear we stayed for like how long?
After we got there, we stayed till the end. I don't know.
Like they were like security was like pushing us out,
basically.
You know? And we knew security.
Yeah.
We were not the first in, but we also were not the first out.
Yeah, it was a good day. Why were you there?
Why was I there?
Yeah, why were you there, dude?
Oh,
we missed you.
I was at a wedding.
Huh?
Yeah.
You got married again?
Not me.
Who got married?
My brother-in-law.
Ah.
You really can't say no to that.
Well, so and I went to Barks and Brews.
Pachuco, yes.
I could talk about the wedding. I mean.
Oh, man, we're bleeping that
that's
out. Cool.
That's fine. I know.
We're not stoned.
We're not stoned, no. Well, maybe a little. I am. No,
I didn't get stoned. No, we had stone.
So.
We flipped. Not a stone, but a tire.
Yeah. Oh.
So that was cool.
Yeah, Pachuco flipped a 400-pound tire.
Was it 400 pounds?
400 plus pounds.
Is that accurate? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's awesome.
For the record, I would never try.
That should be a Patreon content.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want videos. Or you tease them.
Yes.
Off air. And say, and then... Did he get it off the ground?
Oh, yeah. This should be like a little poll on Instagram.
You can do a poll.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And then
yes.
More Patreon subscribers at how much?
$3 a month. Yeah.
And then you get to see the end of the video.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't get to know the satisfaction until you subscribe.
Videos where you stop before the climax.
Exactly.
And be like... To watch the rest, subscribe to our...
I hate when porn does that.
Yeah? I wasn't going to say porn, but
But we were thinking it.
Yeah.
Everybody was thinking it.
You didn't have to say it. I'm like, come on.
You know what, man? That's why I'm here.
Exactly.
I say the shit you guys think about, okay?
You're a filthy pervert.
Whatever. So, it was a good time. We walked up probably like, I want to say it was like 2:30 when we walked in. I think it was done by like 6?
Yeah, something like that.
We went through so many places. Like, we went through all the booths, whether they had beer, food, or whatever they were selling.
Swag.
Yeah.
They had a product, or they had swag, or they had both. And so we kind of went around and we checked out. Yeah, I think every booth we went up and down.
I want to give a shout out to Embolden Brewing Company because they're the ones that had that contest.
Oh,
that
nice.
Entered.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were giving away 2 Genoa tickets.
Oh, passes. Cool.
So I just randomly entered.
So we went.
And I just.
Hell yeah.
We won. So
thank you guys. We went and had an amazing time. It was fun. So
I enjoyed the hell out of myself. I'll say I'm an animal lover, and so to be around beautiful dogs and their beautiful owners,
dude,
all day, It was great.
No, man, you walked in there like you wanted to lay down and have all the girls and all the dogs like just jump on you and kind of like, oh, so fun.
Mm-hmm. Pachuco, that is 100%
there
accurate.
You go.
That is a 100% accurate statement. That sounds like the best day.
I'm just saying, that's what you look like, and I...
Hell yeah.
I wish I had recorded that.
That's an accurate description. The instant I walked in of my face and my eyes, and I just had this grin all day on my face for one reason or several others. But it was fantastic. I had a great day. Beautiful dogs, beautiful animals. There was also opportunities to check out some of the animals there and dogs for adoption, which was cool. So I really hope some dogs got adopted that day.
You didn't get a dog?
No, I would love something cute and furry and fun.
Why?
However, with my lifestyle, it doesn't work. So that's not happening. So I'm getting something with scales. I'm getting some kind of reptile. I have my heart set on a snake right now. I don't want to get into it.
Snakes are cool.
I know. Anyway, but with my lifestyle, reptiles. Love cute and fuzzy, but I also love, I love scales. I like
with reptiles,
arachnids,
you still get cute and fuzzy. Things. They eat pinkies and rats.
Nah,
and
that's
bodies.
I know, man. Hopefully they're frozen thawed.
Some reptiles don't do frozen.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Picky ass motherfucker.
Mine was picky, bro. Mine wanted to hunt. And then she would play with her. Or with her
they
like
can
the,
hunt, but create the hunt for them.
I know.
Even though it's frozen thawed, I get it. But also it runs risk to injuring the animal.
Why?
Your animal. Because when something's about to be murdered, it has a fight or flight instinct. And a lot of us, we're going to fight.
Let me tell you something.
What?
There's no one out there in the wild giving these wild creatures.
No, 100%. That's 100%. I agree with you. Out in the wild. In confined, constructed, domesticated situations, I mean, the behavior's a little different, right?
You know what, man? That's real mean because I would be so sad if anything happened to my snake when I had her. But I was gonna say like if they're stupid enough, but no, that's not really true because I would have been upset,
dude.
So, getting back to Barks and Brews.
Let's do that.
Puppy Picnic Company. They're the ones that were doing beer for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They had beer for dogs, dude.
Yeah.
I wanted to try it. I didn't. I was a little sad about that, actually.
You know what? I think I posted a picture with you with, was it the owner?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but you stopped. You called me and told me that you want to do an episode of Barks and Brews.
Yeah.
So I stopped posting pigs and
I'm
going to wait till this episode comes out.
And then we went to, there was a place with the cannon theme. Which one was that?
Oh, man. I'm going to stop tripping on you. We got
We're going to do a lot of bleeping on this one, guys. I keep saying his name. Let's just put it out there. I'm drunk. I'm going to say your name
all
night.
Bro. That's cool. So, you know what?
Angel,
no, I got it.
No. It's fine because Angel loves doing all this technical stuff and he's going to just have so much fun bleeping everything out. I'm sorry, Angel. I'm going to buy you beer.
You know, if we didn't have to bleep anything out, it'll probably take me like an hour to edit an episode. But without the bleeping, I have to listen to the episode like 3 times to make sure I catch everything.
Mm-hmm. Angel, I'm going to buy you beer tomorrow. What kind of beer you want?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be at a birthday party tomorrow.
You need beer.
Yeah.
So what kind of beer you want? I'll give you $20
You still need gas money.
I do.
Yeah.
I got $25. I got you.
Okay.
Gas, dude, grass, so you know the alternative.
You want to hear the bullshit? So he gave me... I almost said it. Huh?
We're good, bro. We're good.
So he gave me a ride to TJ. Well, not TJ, but to the border.
Yeah.
To pick up my car, right? And like a gangster, I call him like fucking 30 minutes before. It was one of those moments like, hey... It's happening. He's like, what time I'm picking you up type shit. So he gives me a ride to the border. Then to get my car.
Yeah.
I got there and my car was making a weird noise.
Oh.
Mm.
in a mechanic. So I get my car's in a mechanic in Mexico. So in a mechanic's defense, I got a like all right, cool, sure. He got him right out of the car because he was doing a test drive. Like he was going around the block, and he's like, he gets out of the car and he goes, "Hey, sorry, you're not taking it home. It's it's got another. It's like I need to replace something else real quick."
Okay.
So I didn't even. I had to fucking grab an Uber from the line to my dad's house. My dad would give me a ride home, bro. I still don't have my car.
All that fucking trouble.
Yeah, and I owe you $25.
Yeah. After all that fucking trouble.
For the record, he didn't ask for it. I offered.
You did.
Yes, I offered.
Yeah, so I didn't ask for it at that moment because your dad was waiting, so I didn't want to make him wait.
Oh, anymore. My dad was tripping.
Yeah.
Dude, my dad was tripping. He goes, so he was saying all these little, like, sideways jokes or sideways little, so, like, didn't tell him he was going too fast.
Yeah.
But he was telling him he was going too fast.
I was going like 70 miles per hour, okay?
Dude, you were going too fast, bro.
Even cops won't pull you over for that shit.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yes, new cops. Yes, okay, they're efficient.
Oh, fuck them.
They've got quotas to fill.
Yeah, they
do, I guess. So before we go back to Barks and Brew, what are you drinking right now?
Oh, I'm drinking Fall. Magical and delicious.
What about you, Pachuco?
I am drinking currently, it's a Stone Delicious Double IPA.
Mm, yeah, and I'm just drinking a Stone Delicious IPA, yeah.
So, what do you think about the can?
We're going straight to artwork. I mean, it's basic.
It's basic?
Yeah, I think it's basic. Green can, like cursive, writing where it says delicious.
Sometimes plain is good.
Yeah, and you see the gargoyle kind of like, it's a green can. You see the gargoyle kind of like a shadow.
You see, that's where the technical part comes in.
Yeah, it does. I mean, yeah, you're right about that. But I mean, I prefer what the artwork you have right there from Fall.
Yeah, magical and delicious with the whole like death thing going on. I like it.
You know what? That's my favorite beer from that place.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a good beer.
What's that place?
Fall?
Fall.
Oh, Fall is
yep.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm drinking the Stone Delicious, the double IPA, and it's got a... first of all, honestly, I chose it because of the can. This is a sexy can, man. It's like
a
very dark green. A lot of people do that. You either choose it on the colors or the label, the design, the art style. If you don't know what beer to choose, but you're looking for something in a category, you just choose what's the most attractive.
Sometimes... like, I think it's an amazing way to pick beers.
Yeah.
But I've been disappointed maybe like, you know what? I drink a lot of beer because of the show, and I've probably been disappointed maybe like 3 or 4 times
mm-hmm.
when I like the graphics. I usually like the beer for some reason. Maybe it has to do with the fact that I go into it with a really open mind. Like, I'm already happy. Like, I like the graphics. It's cool. Cool can. I'm in positive mode.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
You know what? It was a good can, but the beer sucked ass.
Which one?
That fucking PB and Jam.
Oh, my God. Dude, did you get to try that one? I've never not finished a beer.
That was probably, like, one of the worst ones.
It had only a beer. Had
badass graphics, but this beer sucked.
Oh, dude, it was
a sour.
It was disgusting. I'm sorry. If you like it, that's a you thing. Yep. But I'm just not, like, I couldn't even... It just sat there, dude.
I didn't finish it. That was me with the Girl Scout cookies flight.
Really?
And if you listen to that show, then you know which beer I'm talking about.
Yeah, go back and listen to that one.
Go back and take a listen.
So, Barks and Brews.
Barks and Brews.
We saw Seek.
So, Pachuco mentioned the highlight of that day, the girls and the puppies.
Yes.
Right?
And you know what? And there was music, so there was also DJs.
Yeah.
I love to dance as well. If you listen to that show, then you know that. If you didn't, go back and listen to it. But anyway, there was dancing, there was music, there was food. There were so many like different kinds of food trucks. It was a great day. The weather on that day was beautiful.
I needed a hat.
Well, yeah.
You always have a hat.
I'm not saying we ate the food, but the food looked amazing. But we had other focus.
We were on a mission. We were on a brew side. We forgot our pups.
Yeah.
I didn't bring my dog. My dog stayed home. She's still a puppy.
Yeah.
She. That was too much excitement for her.
Mm.
Yes.
But so I will say, for the Barks and Brews festival that's upcoming, based on this year, feel free to bring your well-behaved dogs, because there weren't any fights that broke out. There were all kinds of breeds.
I saw so many beautiful bullies. And they were probably really well behaved. Everybody was well behaved.
Everybody.
We saw maybe a couple dogs that were a little yelpy. And we all know yelpy dogs. There's always at least one yelpy dog.
They're small.
Yeah. So there was a couple of those, but it was actually, so I was worried about bringing my dog in, cause I used to have a pit, and my pit was an amazing dog for maybe the first 4 years, 5 years. And then one time he got bit at a dog park, and he didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I had to be careful where I let him off leash. So I worry about that, I guess. And with so many dogs, and then I know that my dog is a new dog, different dog. I just get scared, I guess.
You know, it just takes that one nip on a person.
Yeah.
To really fuck shit up.
So I was worried.
Yeah.
I know. I kind of bitched out because she's still very puppy stage. But it probably would have been good for her.
Yeah.
To interact and be in a big crowd like that and learning how to.
It was kind of like for a maybe reactive dog, like pushing her into the deep end, but in a controlled deep end. As opposed to the ocean where it's like, oh, you're on your
own. Nah, bro. You know what?
It's controlled.
You know what it felt like to me?
It was very calm.
When I was making that decision, it felt like I was going to throw my dog in the deep end and let her swim.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
I think if he would have done that, he would not have enjoyed himself as much.
It worked out. I would have been on alert.
Yeah. It worked out the way it did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, if you had brought her, it would have worked out in a positive way. And it just, the positive way would have been more focused on her development.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
So... Absolutely. But if you have a reactive dog, if the dog doesn't get into fights and a lot of violence, check out Barks and Brews if you want to bring them. But based on the experience, every dog was very, very chill.
You know, I want to make sure that next year nobody gets married on that day.
And then make sure that you get the tasting.
Yeah. 'Cause
everybody was basically grabbing, you just walk up. And they were just refilling them. I was watching,
really?
You could pound it and get right back in line.
You ever been to the fucking beer fest in Del Mar?
Uh huh.
You ever been to that?
Did he take me?
No.
Then I haven't been there yet.
Never been there. So similar thing. So that they train the horses and they have shows, the tractors and all that. That entire area gets turned into a big beer fest.
Yeah.
They give you a taster.
Uh-huh. Cup
and unlimited.
That's how it was.
Yeah, me and the manager circled that place 3 times. All right, we bought so much junk that we didn't need, and she ended up bungee jumping that day.
That's how they get you, man. That's how they get you. Yeah. You see?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was good. That was a good time.
Yeah.
So it was similar.
Similar to that.
Yeah, cool.
And then you could buy beers. There was Seek. Then what else was there, dude? What do you remember?
Don't ask me that right now. Come on, man.
And there was one from Ramona that he took a picture of.
You also mentioned the cannonballs.
That's what I was trying to figure out right now.
So they had a war theme, but smoking they had a brewery. Delicious beer. Smoking Cannon Brewery.
You did mention that their stout was on point.
Really good.
Yo, their stout was delicious.
Yes. On point.
I went back for 3 samples, and let me tell you, their stout. If I'm going to get a growler full of beer, most likely it's not going to be a stout. I would just drink a stout in a bar. It's not something I want to take home with me and drink in my more intimate personal moments, okay?
Right now, however, you got somebody at that's home. Not my,
yeah, if they're in the stout, okay. But listen, we do what we do for those we're interested in, right?
Bro, I buy silk blankets and shit.
Oh, I got silk
sheets. And it sure as fuck ain't for me.
No, I have silk sheets. I have cotton sheets.
You see? Who's it for?
For me.
Oh, yes.
To entertain.
There you go.
That's who it's for.
Exactly.
But if I was going to fill a growler, it wouldn't necessarily be a stout. But that stout, it was like, do you have the name? It was like a coconut chocolate cake.
You know what? I got stout. The menu. I got it right here.
Bro.
Hold on, let me find it. Let me find it. It was like
coconut chocolate cake or some arrangement of those words.
Oh, here's the menu. You got to look at it.
Hold on.
So we're taking a road trip to Ramona.
So remember when...
If we go to Ramona.
So while he looks for that... No, yes. Check this out.
No special road trip.
Angel.
I mean, that's you guys.
No, look for the beer name Angel.
Hold on.
What did I tell you about that place? What about the beer? What did I want to do? I didn't even realize.
Yes.
You wanted to reach out.
I want to reach out because I'm like, oh, dude, I'll just go grab a beer. Where are they at?
Yeah.
This is like local, right?
Yeah, they're local. So you want to see
them. But local, like an hour and a half away, though, local.
Well, no, like an hour.
Like an hour away?
Yeah, hour, 45 minutes.
So,
what's the place called?
So, here's what I'll say.
Or what's the beer?
Also, I have a bit of a sweet tooth, but the beer was solid, amazing. Like I said, I would get a growler. It was called, it's a milk stout. Okay. It's called German Chocolate Cake Milk.
Yeah.
I'm gonna repeat that again. German Chocolate Cake Milk.
Wonderful.
But, hey, Pachuco,
and it was wunderbar.
Hey, Pachuco's about to have like a super fan find out what kind of sheets you got.
Silk and cotton. But it depends, you know. You get what you get until we learn some things about each other, and then you get what you want. We'll see.
You find out if you need a waterproof. Never mind. What box and brews? Huh?
Box and brews. So box and brews. No. But so this was a German chocolate cake milk stout, 5.8%. And at this point, the growler refills were 18%, and a new growler and fill was, 18%. A growler refill was $18, first time.
There?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then the new growler and a fill for the new growler was $25.
Those are good prices because those are like going rates at places.
Oh, so yeah, it depends on where you go. I've seen growlers for like $30.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, those are good prices. Yeah. I would have thought they'd be a little more expensive because it was there.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to drop
people
in.
So that's what it was. But
that was cool.
Yeah, it was absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
And we spoke to the owners. We took some pictures. You could check that out on the Beer Belly Society Instagram page. And look at who we spoke to. But that beer was delicious. It was so good. I would legitimately growler that and come home and just kind of drink it as a dessert beer. End of the night, end of the meal, I want something kind of sweet and just something to drink, man, at the end of my meal.
And then
it was like a dessert beer. It was good.
It was a really good beer. So we also tried Native Sun.
Native Sun, they're from LA County, right?
Something like that, like Orange, like a little closer to LA.
Okay.
But so I'm trying to see what we got here.
Native Sun, spoke to him. He was a super chill dude.
They had good beer too. I remember trying it. We didn't take a picture of the menu or nothing.
Oh, that's cool though. Like somebody come from like the North County, LA area coming down.
There was a few beers, so it wasn't only San Diego local.
Yeah,
there
from was some Los Angeles,
from OC, from
says.
LA.
Yeah.
And so there were a few more. I'm sure next year there might be even more.
Look at that picture. I came out guapo.
I'll be sure to post that one.
Who took that one? Who took it?
You fool!
Exactly.
I invited you for
the pictures. I gotta make that banga look good.
I invited you, bro, because you got my good side.
Of course.
Okay.
Hey, they're all your good side, homie. 360.
Uh-oh.
360.
We tried kombucha.
That was really good.
A hard kombucha. Mm-hmm. Were they called Babe?
Yeah, that was a Babe hard kombucha.
Yeah.
They're local.
They're local, mm-hmm. but they're in Costco's with their non-hard kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're big. They're known.
Are those cans that you brought them?
This fool brought a couple of cans right now.
So hold on.
Are they cold? Please tell me they're cold, dude.
They're not cold. Listen. I'm not fancy like that.
I thought you were.
Sometimes, I correct myself. Sometimes I'm fancy. I'm just low maintenance.
You want to know?
I can be fancy, but I'm low maintenance.
Really upset right now because I bought a beer and I was really excited to have one right now, but it's fucking warm. Babe, hard kombucha.
There you go.
Mango. Oh, mango. What?
Okay, mango mimosa. Mango and orange.
Fucking thumb was on it. I couldn't read it.
All right, well, fine. And then piña colada, pineapple, and coconut.
Mm.
These are Kraft hard kombuchas by California Kraft Babe Kombucha.
I tried one while I was there. 7%
alcohol by volume. Yeah,
dude, that's as good as a fucking solid 7%. IPA.
Yes. Absolutely.
No shit. That's why I had one when I was there. That's why I was all fucked up.
You had you know what? You had a good flavor. It was like watermelon mint.
I don't remember what it was, but it was good.
There you go. But it was watermelon something. Uh-huh. Mint or basil or I have no idea, but it was good. I also had one. Don't remember what it was. But now I have these ones. So they also comes in piña colada, mango mimosa, and some watermelon something or other.
So the first thing you tried was a fistful of gummies, a sour, wasn't it?
That was good.
Was it that one, or was it the blue can? That's the first thing we bought.
I didn't have a fistful of gummies.
Huh?
Was that good?
I thought it was, but I like sours.
If you don't like sours, you have a sweet tooth.
I have a sweet tooth, which that's a struggle. But also.
I just realized my drink was called Fluffy.
It was destined.
Sorry, man. Go ahead. Keep playing. What were you saying?
That's a better story.
I walked around with the cat saying Fluffy all day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least a really good portion of it because we were doing tasters and I was fucking drinking this thing in between.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was a tangerine hazy IPA.
It was a good day.
It was. That's what I started the day with.
It was a great day.
Fluffy. No, my biz.
Fluffy sounds cute, though. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then I took a picture with a big-ass fucking bulldog or whatever the fuck that is.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a bulldog?
Inflatable.
Looks like a Frenchie.
What?
Looks like a Frenchie.
Yes.
It might be a Frenchie.
Then they had a talent show.
Or we missed it.
We saw the end of it. Like, they were giving the awards. Wait. But and then we took pictures with the dogs that won.
Mm. Yes, the dogs that won, and also her talent was like partially making balloons that she put on the animals' like clothing, and it was amazing.
We'll post pictures.
It was a bunch of balloons. Check it out.
Yes, I took pictures with them, so I was a cute thing in the picture. Yes,
he was.
So, y'all weren't supposed to laugh, or y'all made it awkward. You guys are dicks. All
right, so you mentioned Seek, you mentioned the place in Ramona, you mentioned Native Son. What else did you see? The kombucha.
Kombucha. We did the doggy beer. Uh-huh. Yeah, we took pictures with them too, and a dog that had sunglasses.
Yeah, I saw that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was cute.
You know, I have a coworker that does dog surfing.
Yeah.
He has a pit that he found at work, and he does competitions, and he's been on the news and shit like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He wears swimming goggles.
Swimming goggles?
Yeah.
Yo.
That's awesome.
Do you remember?
So what I'm seeing right now is Robert showing Pachuco a picture.
But
maybe it's news.
Do I remember? Yes. Do I recall for... the radio and the show.
I don't know. But no, I remember. What I'm trying to refer to is, like, do you remember the...
I remember, like, the feeling. Yes. I absolutely remember the feeling, but the details, no.
You know what? I wasn't even going into that. I was just trying to figure out.
This is what happens when you have me on the show. We know this. Listeners know this.
Did you fall in love with everybody? Whatever.
That's not true.
Well, yeah, but... You like
I appreciate everybody for whatever it is
you start hitting on everyone, bro.
That's true. No, I'm a massive flirt.
Yes.
I'm a massive flirt. And also, flirtation is not the same as, like, trying to get into bed.
Yeah, exactly.
So I flirt hardcore, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm interested.
We took pictures with balloons.
Anybody care about that? Oh, yeah.
It was sexy, amazing. On a bench.
Look at that.
Like, you know, all I thought about when I saw that picture, I was like, Pachuco's got some arms. Right?
Oh, those are my small arms, too. Yeah, I gotta get back to
it. I'm like, this fool lives.
No. This fool flips tires.
Yo, I flip tires. You know, no big deal. What was it? Angel, it was a 400-pound tire?
400 pounds. It was,
listen, I'm with 400 pounds. That didn't come from me. So.
Yeah. They had music. You know,
they did have music.
They had a live band. They had reggae for a little bit. I was enjoying that shit.
They had two stages. They had more than one music stage.
I was really upset that I didn't take my vape pen.
You fucked up.
I fucked up.
That's on you.
Dude, I fucked up. I should take my vape pen.
How is it that you take a vape pen into Petco Park?
Dude, I take my vape pen everywhere, bro.
But you didn't take it for Barks and Brews. You fucked up.
You know why? Because he wasn't planning on staying. Because he was like, this is kind of lame. I'm going to go.
Tell him the conversation we had prior. I'm going to go
because they got tickets. All right, cool.
Yeah. Literally, that's how it went.
Yeah, it was going to be like a check-in. Like, you know what? We won these tickets. It's going to be cool. You weren't available. So Robert hit me up.
I need someone to support.
He needed. Yeah, he had an extra ticket. I was kind of the default.
Not really.
He knows.
Not really.
I was the default.
Honorary, whatever.
Beer Belly Society.
There we go. Yeah,
okay, yeah. All right. All right. Fine. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
So, I'm the honorary hashtag Beer Belly Society member. And whatever. So, he invited me. We went. And I love... animals, dogs. It was the best day. If there were no beer, it would have been the best day. However, if you love cute and fluffy, and also, go ahead.
For the record, I can't imagine a more happier person to be at this place than you.
Yeah.
This fool walked in like a kid at a candy store. He's like, oh my god, we got these dogs! Practically, dude. Uh-huh. Practically. So I was like, I brought the right person. I swear that was like my first thought. You weren't even drunk yet.
Oh no,
we didn't even know what we were gonna drink yet, and you were like just having the best day ever.
That is the absolute truth. You know what? Yeah. I'm not gonna deny the truth, man. That is the absolute truth. Without a drop of alcohol, I was just. Boom, beaming, best day of my life.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing. This is fantastic.
5 minutes into this whole scenario. For the
dogs. First and foremost, for the dogs.
Yeah, no, it was. I backed that up.
And then for the dog owners.
Yeah, I backed that up. Like the first like 5-10 minutes, I'm like, dude, you really like dogs.
Dude.
For a non-dog owner, you really love dogs. You need a dog, fool.
Well,
get with the program.
Listen, man, I need many things, but that's got to be low on the priority list.
Whatever, man. Dogs change lives.
I get that. So do a lot of things. I love it, but you know, no. But I couldn't give a dog the love in the way that a dog needs love, and so because of that, like, no. However, I can give a reptile. Based on what they need, the kind of love that I can give right now. And so, you know what? I gotta make that choice.
Whatever, man. Just get a dog.
Nah,
they're
dude.
Friendly. They love you. When you come home, they want to spend every waking minute with you.
I love it.
I sit down, I watch, I do marathons on Netflix.
I love it.
And she's by my side.
I love it.
Just hanging out.
And you know what? A snake will do the very same thing. 100%. That's where I'm leading. And I don't have to take it out for walks.
Awful.
You know what I mean?
I need to walk. It wouldn't hurt me.
Let's do it.
It wouldn't. Because
you're fluffy. What I'm mad about is that I'm moving. And I'm moving to a place that, like, I have a little tiny patio. Yeah,
so you definitely need to walk your
dog. So I need to walk my dog more. The place I was at, or the place I'm still at, I'm moving out. Like, that's got a nice size yard, man. I just go out, play fetch, out there holding a beer, throwing the ball. It was good shit. I'm going to miss that. Whatever.
Yeah, wait, life goes on. So, yeah. You mentioned you want to bring up ghosts.
Ghost stories.
Yeah.
Dude, I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was like 3 a.m., and all of a sudden, I just hear my name.
Yeah.
It could have been a dream. I don't think it was a dream. Uh-huh. I heard my name, just like if somebody was like literally right behind my head, whispering in my ear, Robert.
Yeah.
Woke up like a bat out of hell. Mm-hmm. Got up, checked the whole house. My kid was asleep in the other room. This fool, like, I was scared. So, well, I woke up like worried, like, because I heard my name. So I like checked the whole house and made sure the doors were locked, you know, normal shit. Then the next day, my kid tells me, "Hey, Dad," because I woke him up early so I could give him a ride out. He wanted to go hang out. So I woke him up, and he's like, "Dad, I just went back to sleep. I woke up at 3:30 in the morning. I couldn't go back to sleep till like 7. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, he woke up, and he couldn't go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. That was really random to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I got a ghost following me. I was telling you earlier.
You told me that years ago.
I still believe that shit. My dad calls it an angel. I don't know, man.
I don't think an angel will wake you up.
That's what I'm saying. Unless they wanted, like Robert, you know, something was happening. But nothing was happening.
Yeah. I saw, what is it? That was like a movie, and it had angels in it, right?
Uh-huh.
And angels in the movie, they didn't even care much for humans.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they serve God and everything, right? In the movie.
What movie is this?
I forgot. I gotta remember the name. They sort of, but at the same time, they kind of look at humans, kind of like.
Is this someone who's based out of Los Angeles?
No.
Oh.
No, but no, that's City of Angels, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, that movie sucks.
Whatever, that was a good movie.
It's too romantic.
Oh, whatever.
But it was kind of like they have to do what they do because of God.
Uh-huh.
If they had a choice, they wouldn't do what they do.
Yeah.
So they kind of look at people like, "Dang, you guys are fucking stupid."
So that's bro, where did you go? You just walked out of the house, walked out of the podcast room. You think I wasn't going to bring this shit up? The fuck? And then you came back with no beer.
Yeah, he was walking away. I'm like, okay, wait, bye.
No. I thought you were at least going to bring back beer.
Well, where is there more beer?
Be honest, there's probably one more.
Oh, never mind. We're almost done anyways.
Well, where is it, though? Cause...
Oh, this guy.
It's in the fridge. Go ahead. Grab it. Yeah.
Right, and he walks away again. So you're not getting any scary stories, okay?
The fucking no, I think the angels don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I think realistically, kind of like that movie. I'm like, damn, that's probably right. They probably just do what they do because it's a job.
I guess
it's kind of like what I do. I gotta walk around with a smile on my face and be, you know, hospitable.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I feel like. But I didn't get paid for this shit. I would not give two shits.
Very true.
Oh, there's two more.
Ha!
Oh, look at that. I found a sequel. I think that one's a sour, though.
Sours are traditionally saved for the manager.
No.
Why?
It's a double IPA.
Holy shit.
Yeah, who wants this one right here?
Dude, we've been talking for how long now? We got like 5 minutes. I'm just saying.
So, who wants this one? It's 8.6.
I'm going to pound it.
You going to pound it? Here you go.
I want to pound it? Ah, I'm so excited.
You want a sip?
That's...
Take a chug.
Let me...
Try it out.
So, in all fairness...
Waterfall. And then...
fairness is that we just realized we got about 5 minutes left. So, we got to do a review real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to talk about... I love the location. I'm going to give that a 5.
Of the Barks and Brews.
Barks and Brews. Barks and Brews. Well, 5 out of 5.
Where was it?
It was at the waterfront.
For people who don't know what the fucking, where the
waterfront. Downtown.
Downtown.
The waterfront, downtown.
San Diego.
San Diego, California. Bro, you know this information.
It's right about the, across the street from.
The Star of India.
The Star of India.
There we go.
Yeah.
Very true.
Which has a whole history.
Did you cool. drink that yet?
But. I waterfalled it.
I got married there.
Yes, I told him. Yeah, yeah. I told him.
He did mention that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That you got married there. Yeah.
So I gave that a 5. Then we got, we did location. It's hard to call that service, but every time we walked up to any booth, it was such a pleasant time.
Absolutely.
In my opinion. So I rarely give out anything under a 5, but they really earned it. They were able to get like a 6 out of 5. I'm just saying it was a really good time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You get to follow me up, and you got to make different numbers. Ha! Good luck. So then we did location, we did service.
And after that, we usually do the beer, but you have beers. So much beer.
So every single beer I tried gets actually a really good, like 5-star review at this point.
Okay.
Had a good time. What do you got? Anything? Thoughts? Any changes? Or are you just going to agree with everything across the board?
My thoughts on the location. If you want to find parking, like, get there and find parking. But it's a solid location just in terms of the beauty. And they have an outdoor festival, the grass, and there were some water features along that area across from the Star of India. Like, it was a gorgeous day. So the location gets a 5. Parking is a little difficult, but work it out. As far as the beers, great beers. And the service, solid service. Uh-huh. It was very fun. Everybody was super friendly.
Numbers, bro. Numbers. 1 to 5.
Okay. 5.
4?
Location.
Location. What about service?
We'll do 4 location.
4 location?
4
because
location.
Of parking.
Because of the parking.
Yeah.
Downtown.
So, we'll service?
Do 4 location. Service, we'll do 5 as far as service. You know what I mean? Everybody was friendly. Just know that you cannot go in there with outside drinks. So if you get handed a Red Bull...
right outside the gate.
Literally right there.
5 feet from the gate.
Uh-huh. Just know that you're going to have to chug it before you go.
You want to know what I had a problem with? I'm sorry. So the security company was okay. We knew some people there. Like, they're good. They're good. Majority. But what cracked me up was, like, they gave us a Red Bull right outside, right? I guess they were selling Red Bulls inside. Mm. So they're like, oh, no, outside drinks. Okay. So we get out. I get through the metal detector guy with it in my hand. That's what I had a problem with. Mm-hmm. Like, you let me go multiple steps before the dickhead told me I had to walk out of line.
Exactly.
Like, hardcore walk of shame.
Yeah.
Why can't the metal detector guy fucking say, hey, bro, you should probably drink that before I scan you?
Well, you know what? They put the assertive people at the very end of the line.
Yeah, and they weren't extra, but like, oh, no outside drinks. Right.
And like,
I'm like, okay.
You know, it would have helped just put up like a very clear sign, no outside drinks. Because there was no sign. It's like we had to go through those steps and jump through those hoops and get to the end where we can walk in. And they're like, oh no, you got to drink that. And it's like, damn, really? I got to shotgun this Red Bull right now? My heart. You know
maybe
what I mean?
That's why you were so excited about the dogs.
No, I would have been that way anyway. Yeah. I would have been that way. But that's why I was like, yo.
You were ready, bro.
Let's go, man. Yeah.
Puppies. Yeah.
Puppies.
So, beer.
Big dogs, small dogs, all the dogs, yo. We saw some rare breeds. We saw some cholos. Squeakers.
Cholos, yep.
Some cholos. We saw some cholos.
It's a hairless dog.
Oh, that's the shit from Mexico.
Yes.
The Aztec dogs, yeah.
Yeah, the Aztec dogs.
You were...
We saw one cholo, like
one true cholo. One real cholo.
One real cholo. And then we saw some, like... I don't know if they were, like, cholo chihuahuas or what. It was, but like, an interesting mix. But they were naked. They were super cute. They looked like old men. whatever.
Yeah.
One of them was named Romeo.
This one was like practically laid on the floor with the dog like, oh.
I love him. I love him. No mouth stuff, though. I don't love him that much. You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
No.
Do you let your dog lick your face?
No. I know. Nah. I know what they lick themselves. Okay. Lick themselves. No.
I just, you know what? If you let your dog lick your face, like, that's cool, but not me.
Do you? But, yeah. Yeah. No.
I let them lick the face, but never the mouth.
It's the pretty woman rule. Kissing is intimate. So, like, no, thank you. I love you, but no. So, yeah.
Any last words on Barks and Brews?
Will you go back next year?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you enter another contest from what brewery?
Embolden Brewery.
If you enter another contest from Embolden Brewery and you win some tickets, I'm going to go back.
Make sure you request three this time.
Three.
At this point, hey, you know what? If I have to buy a ticket for myself, I'll buy it.
Exactly. Well, as always, thank you for joining the society.
Bye.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate you once again. And we'll see you some other time.
Mm-hmm.
Or hear you, at least. We probably won't see you. Unless you come out to a live recording from Beer Belly Society. And you'd probably need to follow them in order to know when those are going to happen. Because I don't even know when those are going to happen. And I'm sitting here on the show. So if you want to know when it's going to happen, you should probably follow them.
We should probably throw a Beer Belly Society party and throw an invite to see how many people show up. It'll probably be just Pachuco, but still.
When it comes to that, do not underestimate the internet. Listen, an official Beer Belly Society party,
First round on Rob.
No, let's not do that. Because the last time you did that, I freaked out. Fuck you, okay?
You were nervous.
Bro, because the problem was that I know how many people listen to this show on average, and that number already scared me, okay? Because if even half of them showed up, I didn't have enough money that day. Dude, I was like in between paydays. There was no way I had enough. I had just paid myself a bill.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.